Gracias.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to begin by thanking the representative of the WHO for this proposal and indeed for all the suggestions that they have made. We agree almost 100% with them, and we always welcome the work done by the WHO to protect the right to health. You could therefore add Cuba's support for the proposal that is up on the screen for paragraph one. We support the original version, but we also feel that Mexico's proposal has an added value. As the experts from Brazil and the ambassador of Costa Rica said, perhaps there are other articles in which we could perhaps use the same wording. So we begin by mentioning the right and then continue to mention the measures or actions that states should take in order to ensure implementation of said right. The original paragraph in the Secretariat's version, I think, is to be found below this paragraph 2, and that includes the modifications as well. I think if you look at the paragraph below paragraph 2, you'll see the original Secretariat's one. So we would like this paragraph to also be included, and we would again reiterate that we have shall instead of should here. So that would apply for this paragraph, and we could support the second part of the paragraph, which was suggested by the WHO and approved by Brazil. In particular, we support the reference to vaccines, and I think that the COVID-19 pandemic and its disastrous consequences clearly demonstrated the need to continue working on democratization and universal access to four different populations, in particular here, the people of African descent, to this type of vaccine. At the end, you could therefore add our name for support for this paragraph with that change, shall instead of should. Now, I think we could have it here or straight after paragraph one, but we're very flexible as to the order in which these elements should appear. Regarding the paragraph just above this one, we also support the proposals made by Made for Change, so which appear in blue. I would be grateful if the Secretariat could now move on to the other paragraphs. Everything's fine with this one.
Bueno, con respecto a este párrafo ya.
Now, on this paragraph, in my earlier comments, I did say that we felt it was important to mention the inequalities in this field. So we also support this paragraph, as Brazil supported it as well. We're flexible. We could keep the analysis here, bearing in mind that at least one state needs to support the proposal for inclusion. Can we please scroll down?
Y con respecto a estos dos párrafos también.
For these two paragraphs, we are also flexible. We could include either one or the other of the proposals. We would like to look at both of them. Perhaps we could even merge them into a single paragraph. But in any case, we agree with the content, especially the last sentence, which contains added value compared to the DDPA, because it refers not only to people who are living with HIV AIDS, but here we underscore the idea of preventing HIV AIDS and also protecting people who are affected by HIV AIDS from stigma and discrimination. Perhaps we could try and merge the two paragraphs. We think that could be a good solution, but in principle, we agree to either of these paragraphs. And without meaning to go on for much longer, I would like to pick up a bit on the ideas that my colleagues expressed, colleagues from Brazil, Mexico, and Costa Rica, regarding the emphasis of the declaration. And I don't want to be repetitive because I have already brought this up, but the colleague from Brazil referred to the preambular paragraph to show that in the preambular part, the focus is on people of African descent. But I would even go a bit further back and refer back to Resolution 76/226, which is the resolution that gave a mandate for us to be here today. And paragraph 10 of its section 2 clearly states that it requests this working group to dedicate at least half of its annual sessions to the development of a draft declaration of the United Nations on the promotion and full respect of the rights of people of African descent. I think that the mandate of that resolution is very clear. There is no room for discussion on that particular point. And if a group of delegations had any concerns about the mandate, the time to discuss that has already passed. It is not here that we are meant to discuss that, for the mandate has been approved. So we believe we need to develop this declaration with a view to protecting the rights of a group of people who are disadvantaged in some way. And I think that we're not trying to create new rights for a specific group here. The right to healthcare is not a new right. It is a right that has been existing for many, many years. It is in international covenants and agreements. All we are doing is zooming in on the need to address the disadvantages which, unfortunately, a particular group suffers from.